veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
You can make a difference.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you guys had a great holiday season and you are planning projects for the year ahead, because we would love to help. Reach out to us. You got a home improvement project, you got a repair, a remodeling, a decor dilemma. That's why we're here. Our number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can very easily go to moneypit.com/ask and post your question by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, you probably don't think much about your home's electrical panel until a circuit trips, and then you're pretty much forced to think about it. Those trip circuits might be a sign that your panel is ready for an upgrade. We'll explain why.
And icicles on trees, they are super-duper pretty, but icicles on your roof, pretty also, but they can be a sign of a potential roof leak, which is bad. So we're going to explain the easiest way that you can prevent those ice dams this winter.
And did your furniture pick up a little extra wear and tear over the holidays? We've got quick hacks to fix water rings and dings and dents just ahead.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job. It's our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on those projects that you want to get done.
But your job is to help yourself by first reaching out to us with your projects and your questions. There are a couple of ways to do that. 888-MONEYPIT is one way, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, record your question, and you'll be first in the line next time we're in the studio. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Got Eddie in Delaware on the line, who's dealing with a moisture situation going on. Tell us about it.
I'm having a moisture problem with two out of the three bathrooms. It's a three-bathroom home. Each bathroom has a inline exhaust fan. And this occurred last season, last winter season, and we've got a really severe winter. And we're getting a lot of condensation. I have dampers in two of the bathrooms at the ceiling. And last winter season, I installed additional damper after the exhaust fan, after the inline fan in the ceiling, and I was still getting a lot of moisture. Actually, at the ceiling where the sheetrock was actually falling apart. That's how much moisture we got.
Okay, first of all, right above this space, is there an attic? What's above it?
Yes, it's an attic, yes.
All right, and how much insulation do you have in that attic?
The home is only 8 years old.
So first of all, bathrooms are sources of warm, moist air. If the temperature of the drywall is chilly, it's going to condense and cause condensation. So you want to make sure that the attic above it, that you've got at least 15 to 20 inches of insulation in there. That's really important.
Oh, there is. There definitely is. And what I also did was when I started having this problem, I replaced the flexible ductwork, which was originally R6, to the maximum of R8, and I'm still getting the problem. And these two bathrooms that I'm having the problem, they're not used for showers or bathing of any sort.
The second thing I want to suggest to you is you mentioned that you have exhaust fans in two of the three.
No, all three have their own individual inline exhaust fan, yes.
Okay, so inline, in other words, it's ducted out somewhere? They're all connected together and ducted out at once?
No,
at one
they're
point?
Not connected. They're not connected together. They're all different.
They all vent on their own out the building?
Yes.
And you can confirm that the vents are working, so if you turn the fan on, if you go outside, you'll see the flapper?
Yes.
So hooking them up to a humidistat / timer might not be a bad idea, because this way when the humidity gets high in the room, it'll automatically come on. Leviton makes such a switch designed specifically for bath fans, and I think that might be the next step. I think we need to move more air through these rooms. The second thing is, what's underneath these bathrooms? Are these on the second floor or first floor? Are they over a slab?
It's a ranch home.
And what's underneath?
Crawl space.
Crawl space? Okay. Does the crawl space have a high humidity problem?
No.
I would recommend that you replace the existing fan switch with a humidistatically controlled fan switch.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Eddie, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling at 888 Money Pit.
Carolyn, Rhode Island is on the line and needs some help with the exterior of her home. How can we help you?
I have a 115-year-old Queen Anne Victorian. 12 years ago, I replaced all the columns on the porch, and they're rotting out again. And they're finger-jointed columns, and I was told they were installed incorrectly. So I'd like to know the correct way to install them.
Why were you told that they were installed incorrectly?
I was told that because the top was not sealed with some kind of flashing, that there was snow and rain getting in the top of the column, and it was rotting the column from the inside out.
Well, that may or may not be the case. I mean, certainly you need to pay attention to water control when you do a project like that. It's hard for me to imagine. Usually columns sit underneath an overhang, but if there was some aspect of it that was exposed, then maybe that could be the case. Another area to make sure you keep it off the ground is at the bottom of the column. We usually advise columns to put on something called a post dog, which is like a plate that keeps it up a half inch or an inch off of the floor or the slab, depending on how this is built, so that you have some room for the column to dry out and not collect water. But generally, anytime you have water that collects in an area, you are going to have rot. Now, replacing these columns is not a do-it-yourself project, so you need to proceed very carefully with this, because those columns hold a lot of weight, and that weight has to be transferred while the repair is being made.
So let me ask you this. I'm thinking now of replacing them with the new fiberglass or composite columns, whatever they've made out of. And I was told by a friend of mine that I should still have some kind of a steel pole inserted in the middle to hold the weight of the porch.
Yeah, it depends on the column. There are those types of composite columns where there's essentially a metal column, like a lolly column, that does all the work, the structural work, and then the decorative column kind of snaps around that.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Because the composite itself may not be load-bearing. In fact, it would be unlikely for it to handle almost any weight whatsoever.
Thank you for the information and for confirming what my friend told me. He's not a carpenter, so I was questioning him.
You tell him he's very smart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for spending your very first weekend of the new year with the Money Pit. Coming up, you probably don't think much about your home's electrical panel until a circuit trips, and then you kind of have to. Well, tripped circuits may be a sign that your panel is ready for an upgrade. We're going to explain how to approach that project next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we want you to kick off the new year with a home that's ready for anything. So many wonderful home improvement adventures to all of you in 2025. May they all be planned and wonderful and not spontaneous, you know, whoa, we got to do this right now.
Like when the water pipe breaks.
Listen, we can't promise they're all going to be fun planned ones, but we are here to help you out every step of the way on the podcast with tips and tricks to prepare you and your home for all of these months ahead in the new year. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we're heading to Tennessee where Ty is on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
My wife and I had an area rug in our den, and it was a large area rug. We needed to replace it, so we picked it up, and there's sun damage where it's faded to hardwood floors. So there's a line of demarcation, and I was wanting to know if there was an easy way to fix that without having to sand the hardwood floors.
Yeah, time. Time will fix it. You know, I have hardwood floors in my very old house, and I remember once having to do a pretty significant repair where an old floor furnace, do you remember those old floor furnaces that would sit flush with the floor? So I had a big square hole in the floor, and I had to take that out and put framing in and then replace the flooring. And I actually had to make some of this flooring because it was an unusual shape. And despite my best efforts, of course, the new flooring was like, it was like the difference between white and brown. It was like that distinct. It looked clearly like a patch. And right. I had the same feeling about, well, maybe I could stain it. But I knew that if I just let it alone, it would eventually fade. And I tell you what, within a year, it had faded to match the other floor perfectly. And I'm so glad that I did not try to mess with it. And I just let ultraviolet light and time do its thing. The same way it protected that floor under that carpet, it will eventually fade and be the exact same color as the rest of the floor. So I wouldn't do a thing. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, it's always really interesting when you have a beautiful floor and you want it to look fantastic. So I think if you give it some time and, you know, learn to live with it, you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Well, thank you, because I wasn't sure. I mean, if you could put a glaze or something on the faded part to try to match the other part. We just didn't want to have to go through the hassle of re-sanding that whole room and then, you know, the dust and all that stuff that goes along with it.
It is a big project.
It's a very big project.
Yes.
So, I mean, I really think you should just give it some time and let it fade back. And you'll think, you give it some time, you'll save all that money and time and aggravation. Because the only way to skip this step is to basically refinish the whole floor. And there's really no reason for that.
Or just cover it up again with another rug.
Yeah, we're thinking about covering it up with a smaller rug, but that still leaves a line of demarcation. So we may have to go back with an 8x10 again.
No, or a 9x12 until you eventually cover the whole floor.
Well, that's true, too. Okay. But we've lived without the rug on there for 3 or 4 months now, so we may just go for another year and see
there you
what
go.
Does.
See what happens. All right, Ty, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, your home's electrical panel is made up of circuits that provide electricity to your home. Now, you probably never think about it until that circuit trips, and then you have to because something stops working or you're sitting in the dark. But if you find this is happening more often, it could be a sign that you need to upgrade your electrical service panel.
Yeah. So how do you know? Well, there are really 5 signs your service panel might need an upgrade. First off is basically bad wiring. Faulty wiring is a leading cause of fires in the country, and signs of faulty wiring are going to include things like dimming or flickering lights, slight shock sensations when touching an appliance. Sometimes you'll get a persistent burning smell, or you'll get a sparking or discoloring of power outlets. If you see any of those, you may have some wiring issues to deal with.
Yeah, but what if your home still has fuses? I mean, does that sort of automatically signal that you need to upgrade?
Sometimes. Fuses and circuit breakers basically function the same. They prevent a short circuit or a circuit overload. You know, a circuit breaker interrupts the circuit. A fuse can actually melt and become a fire hazard. Fuses are not illegal, but they are outdated. They're designed for a time when we didn't have so many electrical appliances and outlets and basically just demand on the system. And the fuses have to be replaced, where circuit breakers, they just need to be reset. So it really comes down to not only safety, but also convenience.
Now, I think another sign is if you kind of find yourself needing a lot of extension cords or power strips around the house, because if you're kind of plugging everything into one outlet via these power strips or the extension cord, it's probably a good idea to upgrade. And you can also install new electrical outlets and a circuit where they're needed, and that's going to minimize fire and tripping hazards.
Now, if you're upgrading major appliances, that's a great time to upgrade your panel as well. This could include things like maybe adding a pool, a hot tub, a spa, a new AC unit, or other appliance that uses a lot of energy. Standard electrical panels can provide anywhere between 100 and actually 400 amps of power. If you have anything less than 100, though, you're going to have a really hard time keeping up with power demands. And it's always smart to update your electrical panel when you're renovating if you plan on selling your home. So keep that in mind. And by the way, that's a project that only a licensed electrician can and should do. It's actually a complicated series of things that have to be done when you replace a panel, because the power company has to disconnect it from the street power, then the electrician has to basically remove and replace the old panel, and then the system is reconnected, the meter is reinstalled, and you're back online. But there's a lot of steps and definitely not a DIY project.
Betsy in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
In my basement, you know, I have my clean-out thing, and over the years, I've noticed that my plumber is around more than anybody else.
You got him on retainer, huh?
Yeah. So I had a new heating and air conditioning system put in. I asked the guy if he had a plumber. So he had this guy come over, and he said, you know, that shouldn't be happening, and they should, you know, you need somebody with a camera. So he said, I don't do that stuff anymore. You know, I'm old, too. So, anyway, so he sent somebody over, and they, you know, they put a camera down, and, you know, you could see, like, several big chunks of root balls in there, and they said, you know, the clay pipe's in bad shape. Most is like 42 years old. I got an estimate on, you know, what it'd be to, they were going to bring the clay pipe up to the ground level, and to get to the pipes, it was going to be like, it's 10 feet down. So, you know, he gave me his estimate, but then when they came out to do it, they had an excavator who's from another state just right over the line. And he had the sonar thing, and he marked out the pipe, and it was right next to a beautiful maple tree I have. I mean, like 2 inches, but was planted, you know, the same time the house was built.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, you know, one of my neighbors had told me there's stuff they spray through. Oh, they also put the camera all the way through, and they were like, I counted 5 big knobs of wood, you know, of roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I understand that when they do the spray, you know what I'm talking about with the spray and the special.
I do. Yep. We're going to talk about that. Okay. So tell me the rest of the story. Go ahead.
So, you know, I understand that they would have to, like, saw those things out somehow and then do it. So I'm thinking, you know, I'd like to keep the tree, but I'm not so sure that, you know, how long that stuff's been around, if they really can do that with, you know, getting rid of those knobs and then do it. So I want your opinion because I love your show.
Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, just to put your mind at ease, any sewer cleaner that's worth his or her salts can run a snake down those clay pipes and clean out all of those root balls. So you do not have to do this whole excavation thing or even pipe lining just to clear your pipe. Now, we have to do it again? Sure, but maybe in a year or two or three. And so the inexpensive way to fix this is just to have a sewer cleaning done. I don't care how deep the pipe is. Their clean-out tools can go 50 feet, 100 feet, and you'll be done. The system that they're talking to you about doing is called pipe lining or pipe relining. And basically what it is it's like, think of it as a long fiberglass sock that's run through this pipe. And they have a couple of ways of doing it. They pull it through, and then it basically expands and then lines the inside surface of that old clay pipe. So basically you're relining the pipe with this new fiberglass material. And this is very helpful in cases where you have sewer pipes that are going into beautiful maple tree roots or under patios or around pools or places that you don't want to excavate. It's not an inexpensive process. So just keep that in mind. It's going to be more expensive, or at least as expensive, as tearing everything up and replacing it. But again, I don't think you have to do this unless it's really something you want to do to improve your house, okay?
My concern, and, you know, this is where I thought you could help me out, too. You know, I know it's not expensive. It's two different plumbers I talked to because the first guy doesn't do that lining system. But he did tell me about it. The tree is, like, higher than my two-story house, so that's going to be a big expense. But with this fiberglass thing, as the roots grow again and again and again, because they always do, is that going to penetrate that fiberglass?
No, absolutely not. It gets through the clay pipe because it's pretty easy to get through a clay pipe. It basically goes right through the joints of the pipe because clay pipes are put in sections, and they easily get right through those sections, and then they have a fertile space in which to grow. So, no, if you reline the pipe with fiberglass, it's not going to – you will no longer get any roots to get in there.
Well, that's good to know. And then the last question, and you guys are great. Thank you for being patient.
No worries.
The clay pipe is old. I mean, it's like – my house is 42 years old, and so, you know, I didn't know if that's deteriorating or, you know, how long they really last.
Not at all. Clay pipes can last 100 years. Easy.
All right. Awesome.
Okay. So here's what we've learned. We've learned that you don't have to tear out the pipes. We've learned that they've got lots of life left in them. You can just snake them. But if you want to preserve that tree and you do want to replace them, I think lining is probably a better option. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us in this new year. Still to come on the Money Pit, icicles on trees are so, so pretty. And icicles on your roof, pretty too, but they can cause some leaks. We're going to tell you how you can prevent an ice dam this winter when we return. 888-MONEYPIT. The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are your New Year's resolutions for your home? If you've got a project in mind to fix up your space, make it more comfortable, make it more attractive, reach out to us right now with those questions and we will help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
All right, our next caller has a question that I'm happy to answer over the phone, but will not go see in person. William in Delaware has mice. What is going on over there?
Yeah, we recently, back in March, moved in a Habitat for Humanity home, and we really enjoyed Sorrento in downtown Wilmington. And for the first, I'd say, 4 or 5 months, we had no problems with mice or anything else. But the last 3 or 4 months, man, we've been getting mice coming in from the basement. I think that's where they're coming from. We've caught like 25 mice in the last 3 or 4 months. We've got sticky traps out, going around and put low expanding foam in any cracks I can find, and basement penetration stuff. But I don't know where they're coming in other than that. And I was wondering if you had any ideas of what next, what to do next.
Well, why don't you get a cat and a snake? Problem will be solved.
Right. Well, unfortunately, my family's allergic to dogs and cats, so I can't do that.
Well, look, have you tried bait yet?
Well, yeah, I had some bait traps outside, but they're still coming in.
Okay, so getting rid of rodents is sort of a management problem, all right? You know, they're so small, they can squeeze into the space the size of a nickel. And so you're doing all of the right things. Now, outside the house, and since it's a newer house, this may not be the case, but we always tell people to not store firewood against house, not store garbage against house, to make sure that there's no, you know, areas where mice can sort of linger around the outside of the house. Inside the house, you want to make sure you don't have any kind of food source. So if you had a pet, that might be, you know, the dog food bag, or if you have a pantry, that might be the not keeping the cereal boxes on the bottom shelf where they can be chewed into by mice. You know, those are all the normal things. Beyond that, it's a maintenance issue where you're going to make sure you keep, you said baits outside. I would put bait inside. What I would do is this on a basement or a crawl space?
Yeah, so it has a basement.
So I would, and the basement's not finished?
No, it's not.
So what I would do is I would get some bait stations, put it up on the ledge between the concrete block and the bottom sill where the framing is. That's sort of like the highway that the mice will use to crawl all around the outside of the house. So put your bait stations right there so that they can have some of that delectable poison and then go outside and die.
Well, hopefully that's what I was a little leery about. I'm afraid that if they eat, they might die inside the house.
Now, occasionally you could find one inside the house, but it's unusual. Normally they'll go outside. The thing is, as the weather gets colder, they go inside because they like a nice warm house as well. But you've got to prevent them by sealing up all the gaps and putting out bait stations.
Okay, well, I'll try more of the bait stations outside then.
Not outside. Put the bait inside on that ledge.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yes, I will.
All right. Good luck with that problem.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it is officially my favorite season of the year. It's winter. I love winter so much. And while snow on the roof and the icicles on the eaves really do look so beautiful and wintry and pretty, both could mean that you have a problem. Heavy snowfalls followed by those warmer days kind of allow that ice to dam up at the roof's edge, and that's going to block that melting snow, and that can lead to some serious leaks inside your house.
Yeah, and it's more common in warmer attics because those are not properly ventilated. So to prevent this, you want to be sure your roof is adequately ventilated with good soffit and ridge ventilation. And if you plan to replace your roof soon, you want to be sure to have the contractor install ice and water shield. Now, that's a product that actually gets installed along the roof edge. Typically, it goes up under about the first 3 foot of roof as an extra layer of protection against those ice dams.
Now, in the southern climates, an ice and water shield underlayment can actually help protect against leaks from heavy wind-driven rain, and that's the type that you see with a hurricane. And in that installation, you kind of cover the entire roof, and then the shingles are installed right on top of it rather than at the edge like we do in the north.
Yeah, it's so smart because this way, if the shingles get blown off, the ice and water shield is still attached, protecting your home until you can get back to fix it.
Susan in Missouri has a question about a fireplace. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, I have a gas fireplace, and it's one of those where they seem to have cut the hole in the wall and stuck the fireplace in there, and now I cannot stop the wind from blowing in. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so is the wind coming in the hole where the gas pipe is coming through?
It seems to be coming from all around the fireplace. You know, it's got the mantle, and it comes from around the mantle and anywhere where there's, you know, where it's been put together, it seems to have air coming in. And, of course, it is coming in. It's got the outside box, I guess, to have the exhaust.
Okay, so this sounds to me like it's a manufactured fireplace as opposed to an old brick one that was converted to gas. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
What, and it has doors on it, too?
No, it does not.
Do you know what the brand is of the fireplace?
A Lennox, I believe.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would take a look at the installation, and very often there's probably gaps somewhere around that box that were not properly sealed. I would also consider contacting Lennox and getting the original installation instructions. You may even be able to download those, which will give you or your contractor a guide to determine if it was correctly installed. And then thirdly, I would find out if doors are available for that fireplace, because that could solve all your problems.
Okay.
Especially if it's a gas fireplace pre-made and it has a combustion air supply, you may be able to keep that all behind the glass doors and stop all the drafts from coming through.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I'll try that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, did your furniture pick up a little extra wear and tear over the holidays? Well, we've got some hacks to fix those water rings, the dings, and the dents after this.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you thinking about getting your home in shape for the new year? Well, whether it's tackling those overdue repairs or freshening up your decor or even planning for the months ahead, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got David joining us here at Team Money Pit. He's got some brown paneling and needs a lot of help. What's going on?
I inherited a house that was built back in the 70s, and I was wondering what to do with the original wooden dark brown paneling that's on the living room and kitchen dining room areas.
We get a lot of calls just like this, don't we, Leslie, from folks that have paneling kind of stuck in the 70s paneling, and in this case, you know, generally your options are to either remove it if you can, assuming it's not glued to the walls, or paint it. What do you think?
I mean, those really are your only two options. So it kind of depends on how much work you want to get into. Definitely don't try to fill any of those gaps and crevices that make it the paneling, because it's not going to stay. They're like, ooh, I'll make it look like a smooth wall.
No, you can't.
No, that's not going to work. It's just going to fall out and be more frustrating. I mean, painting the paneling looks fine, in my opinion. It's definitely that sort of clabbered look that you kind of get, but vertical instead of horizontal.
Yeah, I think it comes down to budget because, I mean, everybody can paint, and you definitely got to prime it and put a couple of coats of finish on it. I would use, you know, something with like a matte finish. I wouldn't use anything with a sheen. And that's sort of the budget way to, you know, get rid of this and lighten the space up. In the best scenario, you're going to want to remove it. And sometimes that's easy and sometimes it's not. If it's glued to the wall, then you end up having to do a lot of drywall repair or putting another layer of drywall on, which really drives up the cost. So maybe you could do a little exploratory surgery and see how hard it is to take that off. You know, find an area where maybe you can pry it off a little bit of the seam and see if there's any glue under there. If there's no glue, then you can probably take it off. You have to fill the nail holes, but that's not such a bad deal. But if not, what you could do is paint it, you know, just live with it for a little while, and then maybe in the future you can go ahead and tear it off when you have a bigger budget to take care of, you know, making sure those walls are properly restored.
Yeah, either way, figure out what you're going to do. You're definitely going to transform the space. Even if it's just the paint, it's going to feel a lot brighter. It's not the lighting. It's the dark paneling. I promise you it's going to feel a lot brighter once you do that. Well, now that the holiday season has passed, is your furniture just looking a little beat up, maybe worse for the wear? Did you pick up some rings and dings and dents with all of those holiday guests? Well, here's a few hacks to help you bring that furniture back in shape.
So first, let's talk about those white rings. Those are caused when water vapor penetrates into a finish, and they can be removed by wiping them gently with a cloth, barely dampened with denatured alcohol, and they will magically disappear.
All right, now if you've got shallow chips where a clear finish is kind of chipped but that underlying color is intact on the finish of a furniture, you can fill that ding with a few drops of clear nail polish. And after that polish dries, you can sand it flush with a 600 grit sandpaper. If you want to restore the sheen on a satin finish, you can rub it with a 4-0 steel wool and paste wax. For a glossy finish, you want to use auto polishing compound with a rag.
Now, if you've got an area that's got a large scratch or a worn edge, a felt tip touch-up marker works really well for spaces like that. They come in a variety of wood tones to match common furniture finishes. You can use them to color large scratches or edges where the stain basically is worn away. You apply only to the damaged area and wipe them immediately if any gets in the neighboring area. And then finally, just apply a coat of paste wax over the repair, and the entire adjacent surface will give you a nice, even sheen. Now, I've also found, Leslie, that if you can't find the right felt tip marker, Sharpie does wonders. I mean, it has to be the right color combination, right? But let's say you have dark furniture and then you get a light color scratch in it. If you color that scratch in with a Sharpie and then rub off the excess, it's amazing. It just hides it perfectly, and nobody knows the never mind.
Yeah, look for all those wonderful different shades of furniture. Heading over to Texas, we've got Deborah on the line who's got a badly cracked floor. Let's see what's going on.
My home was built 2 years ago in South Central Texas in the San Antonio area. About 6 months ago, all of the ceramic tile cracked in like a spider web fashion. I'm waiting for engineer's report through the warranty company to see if they're going to do anything about it. I believe they're going to come back and tell me it's settling. But I have a hard time believing that a house would be settling as such in 2 years. I'm just not sure what's going to happen, but I thought I would ask a professional.
Hey, Deborah, so here's what I'm thinking. I'm not ready to chalk this up to settlement at all. If you've got a badly cracked tile floor, the best possible cause here is because they didn't put an isolation membrane between what I'm presuming is a slab and the tile, which means as you get expansion and contraction, they move separately, and if the isolation membrane is not there, they're going to crack. If you, in fact, have a problem with the slab itself, it is definitely not a settlement issue. Something is dreadfully wrong, and I appreciate that the home warranty company that you got from your builder is sending an engineer out, but I think you need to have your own engineer look at this, somebody who's independent from that home warranty company, to give an opinion as to why this happened, because it could be potentially safe. It could impact your safety. It certainly could impact the value of your home. So I would definitely recommend you hire your own structural engineer and have that evaluated yourself. Good luck with that project, and I hope this is helpful.
Thanks so much for joining us in this new year on the Money Pit. Coming up, a carpenter, they can be hard to find, but carpenter ants, on the other hand, can be found virtually anywhere and sometimes everywhere. We're going to share how to spot and get rid of those house-munching insects when the Money Pit returns.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sabbath Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. If you've got a New Year's project you want to take on the next month or two, reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Karen wrote into the Money Pit asking, I live in New Hampshire and I have a problem with carpenter ants. I was wondering if you know a way to know the extent of damage without tearing down the walls. And also, is there a way to stop the ants from coming back without calling an exterminator?
So it is tricky to find wood-destroying insect damage without opening things up. I could tell you, for example, when it comes to termites, you can hold a flashlight parallel to the wall and actually see sort of the tunnels that termites have built right under the paint surface. It sort of shows you a side view of all of that. With carpenter ants, you're looking for what's called frass. Frass is sort of the leftover material that's like wood dust that's left when they chew through that space. If you see a lot of frass, you know you got carpenter ant damage. But look, it's really important if you see any of this sort of thing to get it treated. There are DIY products. You can use ant baits. You can use boric acid. You can use diatomaceous earth. But you got to use something because if you leave them alone, they can definitely eat you at a hearth and home.
All right, good tips, and good luck with getting rid of those suckers, Karen.
Well, is your home missing that vintage charm? Leslie's got a few tips on how to add that friendly feeling without a complete remodel in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, if you love that look of a vintage home and have that charm that it gives, you know that it really can add value to your home. But if you're living in a fairly new space, you probably don't have a lot of those special touches. Now, one way that you can capture that vintage feel without giving up that modern convenience is to simply add a salvaged antique fireplace mantle. Even if you don't have a real fireplace, a mantle can just give a feeling to a space. It grounds a room. It gives you a focal point where there wasn't one before. And it really, if you do have an existing fireplace, it just spruces up the space. And you can find them on salvage yards, online. You can find even replicas of one that look like a vintage piece for not a tremendous amount of money. So look online and you'll definitely find a vintage feel mantle. It's going to make that fireplace look wonderful and really change the whole look of a room. Now, when older homes are torn down, there are these architectural salvage yards. Definitely look online. You probably have some in your area that you didn't even know exist. And when you go there, in addition to those mantles that you're looking for, you can find a clawfoot tub. You can find stained glass windows, antique doorknobs, vintage drawer and door pulls, all kinds of things that definitely give that feel to a space. And because they're authentic and worn, they just really do the job in an instant, and they don't have to cost a ton of money. Now, you can also check for individual pieces that have been redone on sites like Etsy or even OfferUp or Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. And even though a mantle won't actually be that working fireplace, it's going to add that charm to your home. So definitely look for all of those layers and those places that you can bring in the sort of vintage worn feel to bring that space, that sort of charm grounded look that you're dying for. So definitely get online and find those pieces.
We have an old mantle in our home without a fireplace, and you're right. It absolutely adds that warmth. I love that carved into the front of it, it says, Well Befall, Hearth and Hall. I don't know what says vintage more than that, but we really enjoy it. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about how to add a bathroom to your basement. It can definitely make the space more usable, and it can also increase the value of your home. But let's face it, gravity being what it is, below-grade bathrooms require some special consideration to drain properly. So we'll teach you how to go with the flow with that project on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Firefighters are racing to cut off spreading wildfires before strong winds return that could push the flames toward the J. Paul Getty Museum and the University of California, Los Angeles. A fierce battle is underway at Mandeville Canyon, home to Arnold Schwarzenegger and other celebrities. The fires have killed at least 11 people and destroyed 12,000 homes. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Moderate to locally strong Santa Ana winds will affect Los Angeles County and today, tomorrow, and then again on Monday through Wednesday. L.A. County Fire will be prepared.
Marone tells KABC the situation is critical.
These winds, combined with dry air and dry vegetation, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County high.
Helicopters are dumping water as some of the fires charge downhill, and with no water, firefighters are using hoses to beat back leaping flames and thick smoke blankets in the area. Meanwhile, Palisades Highlands resident Don Griffin says the death count could possibly have been worse.
If this fire had started at 3-4 in the morning when everyone was sound asleep, it might not have been reported right away. It might have, there might have been a lot of loss of life for people that were sound asleep and didn't have the opportunity to get up and get out early enough. So in that sense, I guess it's lucky.
Also at townhall.com, from fire to ice, snow and ice across the south, expected to relinquish their grip only slowly as the weekend continues. Major airports, including Atlanta and Charlotte, North Carolina, continue to report disruptions earlier today. Temperatures expected to plunge after sundown and raising the risk that melting snow will refreeze, turning roadways very treacherous. The storm has brought snow to the south, was forecast to move off to the east coast earlier today. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You know, a lot of times you
heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Outgoing FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau must remain independent.
Wray spoke Friday at a farewell ceremony at FBI headquarters just days before his expected retirement at the conclusion of the Biden administration following more than 7 years on the job. The remarks steer clear of any direct political references, with no overt mention of President-elect Donald Trump's scathing criticism of him or the turmoil the Bureau has encountered amid a spate of highly charged investigations. Trump last month forced Ray's departure by naming loyalist Kash Patel to the job. Ray was appointed by Trump in 2017 after the then-president fired his predecessor James Comey, returning to Washington to public service following an earlier stint as a senior Justice Department official. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has resigned from the Justice Department after submitting his investigative report on President-elect Donald Trump. It was an expected move that comes amid legal wrangling over how much of that document can be made public in the days ahead. The department disclosed his departure in a court filing earlier today, saying he resigned one day earlier. More at townhall.com. University of Michigan is ending its partnership with a Chinese college.
That move comes after five Chinese students in the program were charged with suspicious activities outside a U.S. military site. The school says it takes matters of national security very seriously. The end to the academic partnership, just the latest case of American schools moving away from Chinese universities over concerns the Americans might be helping China to develop critical technology to boost its own armed forces. Jason Walker reporting.
The wildfires that erupted this week in Los Angeles County now expected to be the costliest in U.S. history and among the worst natural disasters. While California is no stranger to major wildfires, they've generally been concentrated on inland areas that are not densely populated. That's far from the case this time. You'll find more news, analysis, headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
May 15, 9 a.m. Two women quietly waiting at the doctor's office. Woman 1 says, "Cold day, huh?" Woman 2, "What's that?" Woman 1, "Kinda cold today." Woman 2, "Yeah, wasn't expecting that." Woman 1, "What is it, 47 degrees? Woman 2, "No, more like 45. Woman 1, yeah, makes sense. At least it's not raining. Woman 2, "That would be sad." Woman 1, "So sad." Woman 2, "Yeah, the weather." Woman 1, "Crazy." Please, don't waste your small talk. Donate it to foster care, because just talking about the 400,000 kids in foster care can help the 400,000 kids in foster care. Learn more at donateyoursmalltalk.org. Brought to you by Foster More.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Women are the fastest growing group of veterans, and VA recognizes the importance of providing care and resources tailored to meet women's needs. Dr. Jennifer Strauss, National Director of Women and Gender-Related Mental Health at VA, has more.
Over half of women veterans using VA healthcare are affected by a mental health concern. VA wants you to know that you aren't alone. The Today I Am campaign features women veterans sharing their own stories about how their lives improved with mental health treatment.
Learn more at maketheconnection.net/MHM.
More than 11 million people in the U.S. are living with COPD, including more than 3 million with emphysema. Endobronchial valve therapy, or EBV, is a minimally invasive treatment that uses one-way valves to reduce trapped air in the lungs that makes it harder to breathe. It aims to improve function, activity level, and quality of life. The American Lung Association has partnered with Zephyr by Pulmonix to raise awareness about EBV. Visit lung.org/EBV to learn more. If you're looking to improve your health in the new year, the American Medical Association offers these tips. Tweak your diet. Be more active. Get both screened and vaccinated. Know your blood pressure numbers. Learn about your risk for type 2 diabetes. Drink only in moderation. Quit tobacco and nicotine. Follow all dosage instructions and manage stress. Remember, the best way to deal with post-holiday doldrums is to do something good for your health.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you guys had a great holiday season and you are planning projects for the year ahead, because we would love to help. Reach out to us. You got a home improvement project, you got a repair, a remodeling, a decor dilemma. That's why we're here. Our number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can very easily go to moneypit.com/ask and post your question by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, you probably don't think much about your home's electrical panel until a circuit trips, and then you're pretty much forced to think about it. Those trip circuits might be a sign that your panel is ready for an upgrade. We'll explain why.
And icicles on trees, they are super-duper pretty, but icicles on your roof, pretty also, but they can be a sign of a potential roof leak, which is bad. So we're going to explain the easiest way that you can prevent those ice dams this winter.
And did your furniture pick up a little extra wear and tear over the holidays? We've got quick hacks to fix water rings and dings and dents just ahead.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job. It's our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on those projects that you want to get done.
But your job is to help yourself by first reaching out to us with your projects and your questions. There are a couple of ways to do that. 888-MONEYPIT is one way, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, record your question, and you'll be first in the line next time we're in the studio. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Got Eddie in Delaware on the line who's dealing with a moisture situation going on. Tell us about it.
I'm having a moisture problem with two out of the three bathrooms. It's a three-bathroom home. And each bathroom has a inline exhaust fan. And this occurred last season, last winter season, and we've got a really severe winter. And we're getting a lot of condensation. I have dampers in two of the bathrooms at the ceiling. And last winter season, I installed additional damper after the exhaust fan, after the inline fan in the ceiling, and I was still getting a lot of moisture. Actually, at the ceiling where the sheetrock was actually falling apart. That's how much moisture we got.
Okay, first of all, right above this space, is there an attic? What's above it?
Yes, it's an attic, yes.
All right, and how much insulation do you have in that attic?
The home is only 8 years old.
So first of all, bathrooms are sources of warm, moist air. If the temperature of the drywall is chilly, it's going to condense and cause condensation. So you want to make sure that the attic above it, that you've got at least 15 to 20 inches of insulation in there. That's really important.
Oh, there is. There definitely is. And what I also did was when I started having this problem, I replaced the flexible ductwork, which was originally R6, to the maximum of R8. And I'm still getting the problem. And these two bathrooms that I'm having the problem, they're not used for showers or bathing of any sort.
The second thing I want to suggest to you is you mentioned that you have exhaust fans in two of the three?
No, all three have their own individual inline exhaust fans, yes.
Okay, so inline, in other words, it's ducted out somewhere? They're all connected together and ducted out at once?
They're not connected together. They're all different.
They all vent on their own out the building?
Yes.
And you can confirm that the vents are working, so if you turn the fan on and you go outside, you'll see the flapper?
Yes.
So hooking them up to a humidistat/timer might not be a bad idea, because this way when the humidity gets high in the room, it'll automatically come on. Leviton makes such a switch designed specifically for bath fans, and I think that might be the next step. I think we need to move more air through these rooms. The second thing is, what's underneath these bathrooms? Are these on the second floor or first floor? Are they over a slab?
It's a ranch home.
And what's underneath?
Crawl space.
Crawl space? Okay. Does the crawl space have a high humidity problem?
No.
I would recommend that you replace the existing fan switch with a humidistatically controlled fan switch.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Eddie, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Carolyn, Rhode Island is on the line and needs some help with the exterior of her home. How can we help you?
I have a 115-year-old Queen Anne Victorian. 12 years ago, I replaced all the columns on the porch, and they're rotting out again. And they're finger-jointed columns, and I was told they were installed incorrectly. So I'd like to know the correct way to install them.
Why were you told that they were installed incorrectly?
I was told that because the top was not sealed with some kind of flashing, that there was snow and rain getting in the top of the column, and it was rotting the column from the inside out.
Well, that may or may not be the case. I mean, certainly you need to pay attention to water control when you do a project like that. It's hard for me to imagine. Usually columns sit underneath an overhang, but if there was some aspect of it that was exposed, then maybe that could be the case. Another area to make sure you keep it off the ground is at the bottom of the column. We usually advise columns to put on something called a post dog, which is like a plate that keeps it up a half inch or an inch off of the floor or the slab, depending on how this is built, so that you have some room for the column to dry out and not collect water. But generally, anytime you have water that collects in an area, you are going to have rot. Now, replacing these columns is not a do-it-yourself project, so you need to proceed very carefully with this because those columns hold a lot of weight, and that weight has to be transferred while the repair is being made.
So let me ask you this. I'm thinking now of replacing them with the new fiberglass or composite columns, whatever they're made out of. Okay. And I was told by a friend of mine that I should still have some kind of a steel pole inserted in the middle to hold the weight of the porch.
Yeah, it depends on the column. There are those types of composite columns where there's essentially a metal column, like a lolly column, that does all the work, the structural work, and then the decorative column kind of snaps around that.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Because the composite itself may not be load-bearing. In fact, it would be unlikely for it to handle almost any weight whatsoever.
Thank you for the information and for confirming what my friend told me. He's not a carpenter, so I was questioning him.
You tell him he's very smart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for spending your very first weekend of the new year with the Money Pit. Coming up, you probably don't think much about your home's electrical panel until a circuit trips, and then you kind of have to. Well, tripped circuits may be a sign that your panel is ready for an upgrade. We're going to explain how to approach that project next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we want you to kick off the new year with a home that's ready for anything. So many wonderful home improvement adventures to all of you in 2025. May they all be planned and wonderful and not spontaneous, you know, whoa, we got to do this right now.
Like when the water pipe breaks.
Listen, we can't promise they're all going to be fun planned ones, but we are here to help you out every step of the way on the podcast with tips and tricks to prepare you and your home for all of these months ahead in the new year. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we're heading to Tennessee where Ty is on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
My wife and I had an area rug in our den, and it was a large area rug. We needed to replace it, so we picked it up, and there's sun damage where it's faded to hardwood floors. So there's a line of demarcation, and I was wanting to know if there was an easy way to fix that without having to sand the hardwood floors.
Yeah, time. Time will fix it. You know, I have hardwood floors in my very old house, and I remember once having to do a pretty significant repair where an old floor furnace, you remember those old floor furnaces that would sit flush with the floor? So I had a big square hole in the floor, and I had to take that out and put framing in and then replace the flooring. And I actually had to make some of this flooring because it was an unusual shape. And despite my best efforts, of course, the new flooring was like, it was like the difference between white and brown. It was like that distinct. It looked clearly like a patch. And right. I had the same feeling about, well, maybe I could stain it. But I knew that if I just let it alone, it would eventually fade. And I tell you what, within a year, it had faded to match the other floor perfectly. And I'm so glad that I did not try to mess with it. And I just let ultraviolet light and time do its thing. The same way it protected that floor under that carpet, it will eventually fade and be the exact same color as the rest of the floor. So I wouldn't do a thing. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, it's always really interesting when you have a beautiful floor and you want it to look fantastic. So I think if you give it some time and, you know, learn to live with it, you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Well, thank you, because I wasn't sure if you could put a glaze or something on the faded part to try to match the other part. We just didn't want to have to go through the hassle of re-sanding that whole room and then, you know, the dust and all that stuff that goes along with it.
It is a big project.
It's a very big project.
Yes. I mean,
so, I really think you should just give it some time and let it fade back. And you'll think, you give it some time, you'll save all that money and time and aggravation. Because the only way to skip this step is to basically refinish the whole floor. And there's really no reason for that.
Or just cover it up again with another rug.
Yeah, we're thinking about covering it up with a smaller rug, but that still leaves a line of demarcation there. So we may have to go back with an 8x10 again.
No, or a 9x12 until you eventually cover the whole floor.
Well, that's true, too. Okay. But we've lived without the rug on there for 3 or 4 months now, so we may just go for another year. And see
there you
what
go.
Does.
See what happens. All right, Ty, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, your home's electrical panel is made up of circuits that provide electricity to your home. Now, you probably never think about it until that circuit trips, and then you have to because something stops working or you're sitting in the dark. But if you find this is happening more often, it could be a sign that you need to upgrade your electrical service panel.
Yeah, so how do you know? Well, there are really 5 signs your service panel might need an upgrade. First off, is basically bad wiring. Faulty wiring is a leading cause of fires in the country, and signs of faulty wiring are going to include things like dimming or flickering lights, slight shock sensations when touching an appliance. Sometimes you'll get a persistent burning smell, or you'll get a sparking or discoloring of power outlets. If you see any of those, you may have some wiring issues to deal with.
Yeah, but what if your home still has fuses? I mean, does that sort of automatically signal that you need to upgrade?
Sometimes. Fuses and circuit breakers basically function the same. They prevent a short circuit or a circuit overload. You know, a circuit breaker interrupts the circuit. A fuse can actually melt and become a fire hazard. Fuses are not illegal, but they are outdated. They're designed for a time when we didn't have so many electrical appliances and outlets and basically just demand on the system. And the fuses have to be replaced, where circuit breakers, they just need to be reset. So it really comes down to not only safety, but also convenience.
Now, I think another sign is if you kind of find yourself needing a lot of extension cords or power strips around the house, because if you're kind of plugging everything into one outlet via these power strips or the extension cord, it's probably a good idea to upgrade. And you can also install new electrical outlets and a circuit where they're needed, and that's going to minimize fire and tripping hazards.
Now, if you're upgrading major appliances, that's a great time to upgrade your panel as well. This could include things like maybe adding a pool, a hot tub, a spa, a new AC unit, or other appliance that uses a lot of energy. Standard electrical panels can provide anywhere between 100 and actually 400 amps of power. If you have anything less than 100, though, you're going to have a really hard time keeping up with power demands. And it's always smart to update your electrical panel when you're renovating if you plan on selling your home. So keep that in mind. And by the way, that's a project that only a licensed electrician can and should do. It's actually a complicated series of things that have to be done when you replace a panel, because the power company has to disconnect it from the street power, then the electrician has to basically remove and replace the old panel, and then the system is reconnected, the meter is reinstalled, and you're back online. But there's a lot of steps, and definitely not a DIY project.
Betsy in Delaware, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
In my basement, you know, I have my clean-out thing, and over the years, I've noticed that my plumber is around more than anybody else.
I got him on retainer, huh?
Yeah. So I had a new heating and air conditioning system put in. I asked the guy if he had a plumber. So he had this guy come over and...
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I mean, it's like my house is 42 years old, and so, you know, I didn't know if that's deteriorating or, you know, if, you know, how long they really last.
Not at all. Not at all. Clay pipes can last 100 years. Easy.
All right. Awesome.
Okay. So here's what we've learned. We've learned that you don't have to tear out the pipes. We've learned that they've got lots of life left in them. You can just snake them. But if you want to preserve that tree and you do want to replace them, I think lining is probably a better option. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us in this new year. Still to come on the Money Pit, icicles on trees are so, so pretty. And icicles on your roof, pretty too, but they can cause some leaks. We're going to tell you how you can prevent an ice dam this winter when we return.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio, and you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are your New Year's resolutions for your home? If you've got a project in mind to fix up your space, make it more comfortable, make it more attractive, reach out to us right now with those questions and we will help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
All right, our next caller has a question that I'm happy to answer over the phone, but will not go see in person. William in Delaware has mice. What is going on over there?
Yeah, we recently, back in March, moved in a Habitat for Humanity home, and we really enjoyed Sorrento in downtown Wilmington. And for the first, I'd say, 4 or 5 months, we had no problems with mice or anything else. But the last 3 or 4 months, man, we've been getting mice coming in from the basement. I think that's where they're coming from. We've caught like 25 mice in the last 3 or 4 months. That's why we've got sticky traps out, going around and put low standing foam in any cracks I can find, and basement penetration stuff. But I don't know where they're coming in. Other than that, I was wondering if you had any ideas for what next, what to do next.
Well, why don't you get a cat and a snake? Problem will be solved.
Right. Well, unfortunately, my family's allergic to dogs and cats, so I can't do that.
Well, look, have you tried bait yet?
Well, yeah, I had some bait traps outside, but they're still coming in.
Okay, so is it, getting rid of rodents is sort of a management problem, all right? You know, they're so small, they can squeeze into the space the size of a nickel. And so you're doing all of the right things. Now, outside the house, and since it's a newer house, this may not be the case, but we always tell people to not store firewood against house, not store garbage against house, to make sure that there's no, you know, areas where mice can sort of linger around the outside of the house. Inside the house, you want to make sure you don't have any kind of food source. So if you had a pet, that might be, you know, the dog food bag, or if you have a, a pantry that might be the not keeping the cereal boxes on the bottom shelf where they can be chewed into by mice. You know, those are all the normal things. Beyond that, it's a maintenance issue where you're going to make sure you keep, you should baits outside. I would put bait inside. What I would do is this on a basement or a crawl space?
Yeah, so it has a basement.
So I would, and the basement's not finished?
No, it's not.
So what I would do is I would get some bait stations, put it up on the ledge between the concrete block and the bottom sill where the framing is. That's sort of like the highway that the mice will use to crawl all around the outside of the house. So put your bait stations right there so that they can have some of that delectable poison and then go outside and die.
Well, hopefully that's what I was a little leery about. I'm afraid that if they eat, they might die inside the house. Someplace where I can get to
them. Yeah. Now, occasionally you could find one inside the house, but it's unusual. Normally they'll go outside. The thing is, as the weather gets colder, they go inside because they like a nice warm house as well. But you've got to prevent them by sealing up all the gaps and putting out bait stations.
Okay. Well, I'll try more of the bait stations outside then.
Not outside. Put the bait inside on that ledge.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yes, I will.
All right. Good luck with that problem.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it is officially my favorite season of the year. It's winter. I love winter so much. And while snow on the roof and the icicles on the eaves really do look so beautiful and wintry and pretty, both could mean that you have a problem. Heavy snowfalls followed by those warmer days kind of allow that ice to dam up at the roof's edge, and that's going to block that melting snow, and that can lead to some serious leaks inside your house.
Yeah, and it's more common in warmer attics because those are not properly ventilated. So to prevent this, you want to be sure your roof is adequately ventilated with good soffit and ridge ventilation. And if you plan to replace your roof soon, you want to be sure to have the contractor install ice and water shield. Now, that's a product that actually gets installed along the roof edge. Typically, it goes up under about the first 3 foot of roof as an extra layer of protection against those ice dams.
Now, in the southern climates, an ice and water shield underlayment can actually help protect against leaks from heavy wind-driven rain, and that's the type that you see with a hurricane. And in that installation, you kind of cover the entire roof, and then the shingles are installed right on top of it rather than at the edge like we do in the north.
Yeah, it's so smart because this way, if the shingles get blown off, the ice and water shield is still attached, protecting your home until you can get back to fix it.
Susan in Missouri has a question about a fireplace. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, I have a gas fireplace, and it's one of those where they seem to have cut the hole in the wall and stuck the fireplace in there, and now I cannot stop the wind from blowing in. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so is the wind coming in the hole where the gas pipe is coming through?
It seems to be coming from all around the fireplace. You know, it's got the mantle, and it comes from around the mantle and anywhere where there's, you know, where it's been put together, it seems to have air coming in. And of course it is coming in. It's got the outside box, I guess, to have the exhaust.
Okay, so this sounds to me like it's a manufactured fireplace as opposed to an old brick one that was converted to gas. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
What, and it has doors on it too?
No, it does not.
Do you know what the brand is of the fireplace?
A Lennox, I believe.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would take a look at the installation, and very often there's probably gaps somewhere around that box that were not properly sealed. I would also consider contacting Lennox and getting the original installation instructions. You may even be able to download those, which will give you or your contractor a guide to determine if it was correctly installed. And then thirdly, I would find out if doors are available for that fireplace, because that could solve all your problems.
Okay.
Especially if it's a gas fireplace pre-made and it has a combustion air supply, you may be able to keep that all behind the glass doors and stop all the drafts from coming through.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I'll try that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, did your furniture pick up a little extra wear and tear over the holidays? Well, we've got some hacks to fix those water rings, the dings, and the dents after this.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Dice Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you thinking about getting your home in shape for the new year? Well, whether it's tackling those overdue repairs or freshening up your decor or even planning for the months ahead, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. You can
at Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Satin finish, you can rub it with a 4-0 steel wool and paste wax. For a glossy finish, you want to use auto polishing compound with a rag.
Now, if you've got an area that's got a large scratch or a worn edge, a felt tip touch-up marker works really well for spaces like that. They come in a variety of wood tones to match common furniture finishes. You can use them to color large scratches or edges where the stain basically is worn away. You apply only to the damaged area and wipe them immediately if any gets in the neighboring area. And then finally, just apply a coat of paste wax over the repair, and the entire adjacent surface will give you a nice, even sheen. Now, I've also found, Leslie, that if you can't find the right felt tip marker, Sharpie does wonders. I mean, if it has to be the right color combination, right? But let's say you have dark furniture and then you get a light color scratch in it. If you color that scratch in with a Sharpie and then rub off the excess, it's amazing. It just hides it perfectly, and nobody knows the never mind.
Yeah, look for all those wonderful different shades of furniture. Heading over to Texas, we've got Deborah on the line who's got a badly cracked floor. Let's see what's going on.
My home was built 2 years ago in South Central Texas in the San Antonio area. About 6 months ago, all of the ceramic tile cracked in like a spider web fashion. I'm waiting for engineer's report through the warranty company to see if they're going to do anything about it. I believe they're going to come back and tell me it's settling, but I have a hard time believing that a house would be settling as such in 2 years. I'm just not sure what's going to happen, but I thought I would ask a professional.
Hey, Deborah. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm not ready to chalk this up to settlement at all. If you've got a badly cracked tile floor, the best possible cause here is because they didn't put an isolation membrane between what I'm presuming is a slab and the tile, which means as you get expansion and contraction, they move separately, and if the isolation membrane is not there, they're going to crack. If you, in fact, have a problem with the slab itself, it is definitely not a settlement issue. Something is dreadfully wrong. And I appreciate that the home warranty company that you got from your builder is sending an engineer out. But I think you need to have your own engineer look at this, somebody who's independent from that home warranty company, to give an opinion as to why this happened. Because it could be potentially safe. It could impact your safety. It certainly could impact the value of your home. So I would definitely recommend you hire your own structural engineer and have that evaluated yourself. Good luck with that project, and I hope this is helpful.
Thanks so much for joining us in this new year on the Money Pit. Coming up, a carpenter, they can be hard to find, but carpenter ants, on the other hand, can be found virtually anywhere and sometimes everywhere. We're going to share how to spot and get rid of those house-munching insects when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee, Hamilton County is launching a new recovery court for veterans. Criminal Court Judge Boyd Patterson and General Session Court Judge Gary Starnes announced on Wednesday. The Hamilton County Veterans Treatment Court will address the needs of veterans involved in the criminal justice system. The mayor said the launch of the program furthers the county's commitment to supporting those who have defended the American values residents hold dear. Veterans face challenges that many civilians can't fully understand, and this court exists to bridge that gap.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
So what grade are you in, Sophia?
I'm a ninth grader.
Okay. Why are you here today? Why are you in this program?
I was...
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Your podcast.